Dear people who keep company with God, in the fall of 2003, I had a life-changing encounter with the Lord. In a vision, I saw what I knew to be the heart of the Father. I was allowed to touch His heart, and it was nothing but pure love. A love nothing like I have ever felt. The definitions we have for love, although basically correct, in no way communicate what His love is really like. In fact, there are no words that can adequately describe His love. We can only truly know His love through the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts. That was really the beginning of a new season for me. Although I had some level of revelation of God's love, this encounter opened a whole new realm of knowing the Father's heart that continues to this very day. 2 Samuel 12, 24-25. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and slept with her. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son, and they named him Solomon. The Lord loved the child and sent word through Nathan the prophet that they should name him Jedidiah, which means beloved of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded. Recently, I read an article by Richard Speight that captures the essence and primary importance of knowing the Father dearly loves you and how that impacts our life. Below is an excerpt from that article. After the death of the child conceived in his adulterous affair with Bathsheba, David took her in as one of his wives. They named their next child Solomon, which means peaceable. They were declaring, "We've been through a lot, but maybe we can have some peace now." They were, like many people in our day, hoping for mere survival and maybe a little peace. It's the best the world hopes for and the best the world can offer. But Jesus offers so much more. Notice that they named him Solomon, but the Lord named him Jedidiah, beloved of the Lord. As long as Solomon found his identity in being loved by the Lord, he became the wise king. But when he found his identity in being the wise king, he was given over to idolatry. Each one who is saved in Christ is his Jedidiah. This identity is the Lord's desire for every person. When you find your identity in what you do, your security depends upon your performance. But when you find your identity in being loved by the Lord, your security is in His performance. We are designed to rest on His love just as the physical building rests on its foundation. If we forsake our foundation of being a loved son or daughter and build our lives on a lesser foundation, we are doomed to the same fate that Solomon suffered. I believe we are entering into a season in which the Lord is calling us to build upon His personal love for us. In the natural, every good parent desires for their children to know they are loved and accepted, but it doesn't end there. We desire our children to grow up and become mothers and fathers themselves, choose the right profession, live productive lives, and so on. These things are never to replace the foundation of love and acceptance. Rather, they are to be built upon and supported by a heart that is rooted and grounded in the love of the Father. Ephesians 4:15. We are to grow up in all aspects unto Him who is the head, even Christ. We are charged by Paul to be careful how we build upon our foundation of being loved by the Father. 1 Corinthians 3:10. We must never leave this foundation or all that we do in life will sink and come to ruin. However, we must be intent to build upon it. For those who have received such a revelation and are walking in the love of the Father, The Holy Spirit is now calling us to grow up into other aspects of His Son. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.